With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States is halting its airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the report.
President Trump announced the end of the bombing campaign, saying the Houthis capitulated and they don't want to fight anymore.
We will honor that, and we will stop the bombings.
For the past 2 months, the U.S. military launched airstrikes targeting the Houthis, who have attacked Red Sea shipping and Israel. Greg Clugston, The White House.
All four international airports around Moscow temporarily suspended flights today as Russia says its forces intercepted more than 100 Ukrainian drones. BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt with that report.
The airports were temporarily closed. There were attacks through the night that forced the authorities to close a number of other airports across Russia. So in places like Kazan, Nizhny Novgorod, Volgograd. And the authorities say in total there were about 100 drones launched from Ukraine. So this is just 3 days ahead of the Victory Parade. The Victory Parade is an annual event, but this year in particular, President Putin is looking for a very grand, spectacular, inviting very senior dignitaries from other parts of the world.
Melinda Gordon with the Brenham, Texas Fire Department, speaking to KTRK-TV, says they're not giving up hope on finding a 10-year-old girl that was swept away by floodwaters on Monday.
We are hopeful, and we're going to continue with that hope, and we'll continue to search.
Rescue crews using thermal imaging and dogs to help find the girl. The National Weather Service in Houston says the next round of severe storms could bring as much as 6 inches of rain today to parts of southeastern Texas. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 367 points, the Nasdaq 163 in the red. This is SRN News. America's churches are getting ready for Mother's Day.
You probably know the most popular dates for people to attend worship are Easter and Christmas, but do you know what comes in third? Yep, Mother's Day. Lifeway Research finds the Protestant pastors tab that day as the third busiest event for their congregations. Father's Day doesn't even make the list, by the way. It's also one of the most expensive holidays of the year for Americans. They spent about $34.1 billion altogether on mom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom. The England and Wales Cricket Board has updated its previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling back in April. The ECB says men who are living as women can continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. The announcement comes shortly after men were banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and Scotland. This is SRN News. Judges in several states may soon get a new tool to stop dangerous drivers from speeding again.
A device called Intelligent Speed Assistance prevents a car from accelerating far past the speed limit. Virginia this year became the first state to approve such a tool for reckless drivers. Similar measures are awaiting governor's signatures in Washington and Georgia. The Washington legislation was inspired by a Seattle crash in which a teenager traveling 112 miles an hour killed a woman and three children when he slammed into their minivan. He was sentenced to more than 17 years in prison. When he gets out on probation, he'll have to install the device. Keith Peters, Washington.
At least three people have died, and seven, including two children of an Indian family, were missing after a boat capsized near Torrey Pines State Beach. That's off the coast of San Diego. It happened early on Monday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.